Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
John McClain with us. You can follow him on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL. John, don't know if you know this or not, but you're going to be involved in a bet with Paul Kuharsky where the winner of the Yankees-Astros series gets to remain employed and the other one must retire.
Okay.
That's how confident John is in the series.
Either he's really confident in the series or he considers that a win-win.
Yeah.
I heard a while ago Mad Dog Russo on Mad Dog Radio, who's such a homer for the Yankees, picked the Yankees in five. Now, I can see people picking the Yankees in seven, but picking the Yankees to win over Cole and Verlander and Greinke, and when you have to play the first two on the road, I just don't see the Yankees beating the Astros in five. Seven, maybe six, but not in five. Paul, what do you think?
I can't see five. I mean, I think six would be a best-case scenario.
You can't see five, you see four.
I mean, I'm glad the Astros had to play extra, and it throws their rotation off a little bit. And, you know, I said, I think, you know, do story of the series is going to be, do the Astros score more early than the Yankees score late based on the Astros starting pitching being good and the Yankees bullpen being very good?
The Yankees are going to go up against Zach Greinke, who has not been good in the playoffs at any time in his career. I believe in 12 games he has ERA in the fours, and he certainly stunk it up in Tampa. Now he's going to start the first game here. He's well-rested, but he was 18-5 over and all, and I think 8-1 when he came to the Astros. But he's got those anxiety issues, but people say it's better he starts here than in New York. If you got anxiety issues, so it wouldn't surprise me if the Yankees don't win the first game.
And that'd be big, obviously, for evening things out in terms of home field. But it should be a good one. Do you agree with the idea this is the World Series?
Yes. Even if the Dodgers had been in, and I felt terrible for them. My wife's a big-time Nationals fan. She actually has a season ticket package to the Nationals, even though we've only been to two games since she's got it, but she sells them, and getting them this year was smart because she's making money, and she also has a season ticket package to the Astros, which she doesn't sell, so we lose money, but so she was really fired up about that comeback to beat the Dodgers. You know, the Nationals got three good starting pitchers. The Cardinals have one really good starting pitcher. And so, it at this time of the year, it usually comes down to pitching.
John, it's been a big story nationally, even internationally, with the Rockets, the NBA, and China. How big has that story been there locally in Houston?
Well, you can imagine it's gotten a lot of attention. You know, Daryl Morey, the GM, what he tweeted has been twisted out. I saw a national report. He was anti-government in Hong Kong. That's not what he said. You know, he's for freedom of speech. I think every one of us would be for freedom of speech. And so I've seen estimates that it could cost the NBA over $1 billion. But it's someone who's been to China twice. I've been to Hong Kong, Beijing. Now, I don't care how much money we make from them. They make a whole lot of money off of us, too. And they're not stupid, I don't think, even though they're acting like some kid that didn't get its way in a sandbox over an innocuous tweet by somebody who shouldn't have mattered at all. The diplomacy, I don't know if that's still around, but because there's so much money involved, they'll get this worked out.
John, the Texans are in Kansas City on Sunday. 4-1 Chiefs, 3-2 Texans. Should be a good one.
Should be a lot of balls thrown all over that field with Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs are favored by 5. I took the Chiefs by 4.
So he's got the Texans covering.
So there's one and you keep a leg up in the AFC South.
Wait, what did the Colts do so well last week in Kansas City? What's the game plan?
The game plan for the Colts was to run the ball a lot. Taking it out of Jacoby Brissett's hands is not that big a deal. Taking it out of Deshaun Watson's hands would be a big deal. They'll use the pass to set up the run. In the two games this season in which the Texans have had their five starting linemen in place, that would be Laremy Tunsil at left tackle with the two rookies at left guard and right tackle. They've allowed two sacks in two games. Watson has eight touchdowns and no interceptions, and they're 2-0. They beat the Chargers and the Falcons. So they used the pass to set up the run. And the big deal in that last game, according to the NFL's next-gen stats, Watson got rid of the ball quicker than he ever has, and that made a heck of a difference.
Jaguars are officially saying Jalen Ramsey questionable, though I believe Shad Khan said he's playing. Saints are at the Jags.
I'm not picking against Teddy Bridgewater. He's 3-0 for the Saints, so I'm picking him as long as he's playing. Drew Brees will be back after the bye week. I think that's three more weeks, but man, it's Bridgewater making a good case for him to be a starting quarterback again.
John, the moment Baker Mayfield becomes a lot less likable once again, Richard Sherman bails him out and lies about him not shaking his hand, and it's all on video. And then Baker Mayfield has one of the all-time great lines when he says, "That's the first time we're being video doing something has actually helped me."
Yeah, I'd like to know from Sherman, what's up? You know, why were you doing that? You know, did you not see him when he shook your hand? Number one, Sherman made a fool out of himself after that game. He started ripping people who hadn't thought they'd do any good. Who in their right mind would have thought the 49ers were going to do any good with their quarterback coming off of a torn ACL? They are doing very well, but some guys need some weird things to motivate them, and I thought Sherman made a fool out of himself, but in the first time, it won't be the last.
So, and it's got his former team taking on the Browns this week. Browns hosting the Seahawks at noon. Who do you have in that one? 4-1 Seattle, John.
I took Seattle. Russell Wilson's playing better than any quarterback in the NFL right now. He's the highest-rated passer. He's making phenomenal throws. Their running game is good enough. It should be like the Browns to bounce back and win. But right now, I think, unless there's a big turnaround, I'm thinking Freddie Kitchens is going to be one and done, and they'll realize they made a mistake.
With all the change that they've made, that the Haslams have made since Jimmy Haslam became the owner, do you see another one and done situation with the coach there? Really?
I do. Yeah. There's been more of that in the NFL, and it's clear that Kitchens is in over his head and they need somebody else. And I think it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Haslams didn't tell John Dorsey to keep him. Because Dorsey's a smart football guy. He knows Kitchens had never been mentioned as a head coach anywhere, including Cleveland, until right up near the end of last year because Mayfield played so well. Now Mayfield's not playing well. Who's going to get the blame?
Should have just kept him as offensive coordinator, but then you would have found a weak head coach if you were dictating that. If you're changing, you got to change. What do you think of Monday night? The Lions, who've got some intriguing things going on against the Packers, who've had a very nice start.
Yeah, I'm still stunned about the Packers, the way they went into Arlington and beat up on the Cowboys. So Matt LaFleur looks like he's doing a real good job. Those free agent moves they made on defense to boost their pass rush are working out. The Lions, you know, they could have beaten Kansas City and blew it at home right at the end. I'm still not believing in the Lions, and I took the Packers.
John McClain with us. You can join him, 615-737-1045. Remember, who gets the first win, Washington or Miami?
I picked Miami just because they're at home. I think they've settled on Josh Rosen. The Redskins might get a boost from Bill Callahan replacing Jay Gruden. That's one of the problems when you change coaches. You might win a couple of games. That can cost you quite a few draft choices in the first spots in the first round. That's why I would have stayed with Gruden and let him just continue to be terrible, and fans would have understood what you were doing. But I think most people are picking Washington, but I'm going with the Dolphins.
I think the difference in those teams is one of them's trying to lose.
Yeah. And John's not going with the interim coach in Callahan with Washington on the road. Although Adrian Peterson said this is the best week of practice he's seen from a team since he was in Minnesota.
Well, that's because he's supposed to get the ball more. He should say that.
It really is amazing. We've talked a decent amount, John, about analytics this week, how the Titans don't have dedicated people in an analytics department. We had Todd Monken on from Army, who's been really, really good with the analytics.
Jeff Monken.
Sorry.
Yeah, Todd's his cousin. Yeah,
Todd, who's in the NFL.
Yep.
And then you look at the way that they're not being used. Who are we talking about right here? I just lost it with the Monken confusion.
Washington and Miami. Peterson. That's what we were discussing.
Yeah.
You lost it.
I'm sorry. I lost it while I got confused about the monk.
No more whiskey tastings for Paul.
Yeah. I'm out. Mic drop. Bad moment.
Minnesota.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Callahan takes over, and he says,
"There you go.
I'm not about yards rushing so much, average yards per attempt. I'm about average rushing attempts per game." And he says this as if they run the ball 30 times, they'll win. Instead of any kind of understanding that they'll win because they can run the ball 30 times. It's just a dinosaur mentality that he doesn't get the idea that you're able to run the ball 30 times because you're winning.
Most teams today are using the pass to set up the run, although if you still have a 100-yard rusher, your chances are more likely you're going to win because it means you're ahead and you're controlling the ball. But that Washington Callahan's old school. I think as long as Bruce Allen is there running the front office, they're going to have trouble getting a good head coach, because if you've got options, why would you go there? Now, Rex Ryan, of course, who lives in Nashville, has said that he'd take that job, and they might as well hire Rex, because I don't think they're going to get any good young coaches.
Could we see Quinn in Atlanta fired if they lose this game on the road at Arizona this week? They'll be 1-5 if they lose.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Their problem is not offense. The problem is defense. Their defense looked poorly coached against the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins would run a crossing route. Three guys would go with him, leaving Will Fuller with one. And Fuller had a career highs, 14 catches, 217 yards, and three touchdowns. They just looked like they didn't have a clue.
And who are you picking? Titans on the road at Denver.
Every time I pick the Titans to win, they lose. Every time I pick them to lose, they win. So I should pick them to lose this game. But I'm not sold on Denver. I think the Titans should lose this game, so I picked them to win.
Finch and Wake, both out. Titans thin at outside linebacker. Wonder if Roberson will be activated.
We'll have to discuss that coming up. John, thank you as always. We always enjoy the perspective. We look forward to it each week.
Guys, thank you very much. Good luck to the Titans, and I'll talk to you next week.
John McClain, he's with us every Tuesday and Friday, presented by FreelandChevy.com.